I don't hear anything.
Doc, you hear me?
Now I hear you.
Okay, Skyler. Sorry for pointing that out.
Okay.
I think with this you can understand the Maaseh Yesharim. Maaseh Yesharim says that when he proves from the story of Yaakov Avinu with the stones, that each stone said, Allah Yaniach Tzadik Roshay, that the stones reach their tachlis, and you elevate the stones around you. When a tzadik does something good, he not only is he a tzadik, he also elevates everything around him. The Oimek HaDavar is because this world equals Gashmis, equals Guf, equals Hester, equals Ra to some degree. It's not full shlings. V'harayah, because stones don't stay forever. They erode eventually. If they erode, that means that they're not Nitzchi. If they're not Nitzchi, it means because they're mixed in with Gufnius, which is the side of the Ra, of the Hester, etc. So the point of them is to be defeated, essentially, right? What do you mean to be defeated? To be brought out, to bring out Kavod Shemayim. That's why they were brought. They were brought to see. They were created in the world, Gufa, to be Megala, to be used, to be Megala, Kavod Shemayim. That reaches the tachlis of what it was created, and now you're Mevatel, the Rasha boy. That's really the Amkus of what he's saying over there. It's not just, well, everything was created with a purpose, now you did its purpose. It's a lot more than that. In other words, the whole tzad of Gufnius is to bring out Yichud Hashem. It's all Hester. And if we can be Megala the Hester and see the Gilui in it, so then we're bringing out the Tachlis of the whole Bria. The Tirich Yara Nivra Lehi Batel. I love this line. This is one of the most important lines in the whole Sefer, which is really, I think at this point we could all summarize the Sefer in a few sentences. But the point is that everything in the Bria was to be Megala Yehudai, and Ra, which covers over the Yichud, was created to be defeated. Wasn't created to exist. It was Gufa created to be destroyed. V'yesh ladum by v'shnei drachim, mitzad himatzai umitzad. So there's two sides to Ra. One is its existence. One is its destruction. Pirush mitzad haschala umitzad asoif. How it started, how it ends. Mitzad haschala hu ra vade, ach mitzad asoif gam zelo toiva, because it was used to reach its tachlis. Like he says in the bottom. That l'mafreya, it's going to be nizgala, how the ra was used to bring out gilui. Ki hine afilu bezman shemischazik v'goyver adayin, gam mizen nimshach toiv. Ki zeu ach hachoyshach shemimenu yenikar ha'ar, shal ashlim v'sa'alim bezman shizgalu
No, that's heavy here. It's bigger.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's a bigger gilui that actually to show the Ra and then defeat it than if it was not created in the first
Yeah,
place.
because then we wouldn't have a part in it. So what was just the point?
But also, like, someone can argue on the personal level also. Someone that in each kufa of person, wherever, like now, the defeat, wherever, it's better than.
Of course. Well, that's true. When a person overcomes a challenge, yeah, when a person overcomes a challenge, they're definitely going to be better off than they were before the challenge.
Much more nicker the light. The light is much more nicker when you go through the darkness.
Yeah.
Also,
As all the shprach, anything else?
You are?
Welcome to Valley Shul.
No,
Light,
no.
the light after the darkness. Any else? Shachar? Any other chazals? This is the great. This is what you were saying. This is the greatest birur of the yichud is when you see that even the Hester is part of yichud. There is nothing other than that. And you get tzchar for that. Not sure what that moshal is. La'adam, biyadav. This is our avodah. I love this paragraph, saying something pretty clear. Right? That this is the tachlis.
Right.
Yeah, he wants to know what he's
They
adding
bring the
here.
marshal. No, they bring the
Oh,
marshal.
what's the marshal again?
No, he
Let's
said he
see.
has to stay away from Zunos, basically, and he
Yeah.
hired a Zayna. King told his son he has to stay away
And that
from
was good for the son, in
them,
other
and
words.
then he hired one specifically to try to, to see
Entice
how
him
much
to
he
see
liked,
if.
yeah,
Okay.
the way he was stood, and then the king gave him a lot of
Development.
development.
Goes through the very complicated calculations and sibois, ve'etzos meirachoik. Every single thing. Upam ki nivnu oisei risha. Ki nivnu oisei risha. V'lemotzu kol anshei chayel oivei Hashem. That's what it looks like. It looks like that the Oisei Rish are being built up, right? And the Anshei Chayil are not getting the schar. They're diving, not being answered. And all the other inyanim that are nisyonis. And it looks like we're just walking around in the Choshev. I don't know what's going on. Hashem wants to see, are you going to stay in your Emunah strong? And is the strength of the heart going to remain even through the challenges? What did you say? What does Tzadik ben Noach Yechiv have to do with this? It sounds like what he's saying is that the emunah of realizing that even in the times of Ra is really a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Ikar Schar. The Ikar Schar is from realizing the emunah. Emunah in this case means to see. Right, to see the emunah. What's it in? The way he explains this here, in other words, a tzaddik has a deeper nisayon. It's not the nisayon is not just to overcome the challenge. But it's to recognize that the Ra brought out a certain toiv. So therefore he has to realize where the toiv is in the Ra. So tzaddik, if you're a tzaddik, be'emunosa, with the emuna that the Ra was also part of the toiv, yichya, that's how he lives. That's how he's explaining it.
That's
That's
very
what he said at the
Hasidish,
beginning.
huh?
Tzaddik.
That's what we said beginning of the safely. That's the biggest thing. It's
Right, but he's touching that into this pasuk. I'm not clear how he's learning that into this pasuk. Shtickle like new touch in the pasuk. I'm a little surprised. I'm a little like exactly sure how he put that into the pasuk of tzaddik be'munasa. It's not pasuk b'tochen. The Ramban says Tzadik ben Munasa Yechiyah is a level of bitachon. He's not saying that bechlal. He's saying a whole different thing. It's the emunah of knowing that all my challenges are for the toiv that brings me the greatest schar. So for most people, it's enough that I overcame the challenge. For the tzaddik, it's also to see where I brought out the toiv from the challenge, not just that I didn't fall into it. I have to be able to be yuried into the amkas of the challenge and be doila the toiv out of it. You have to see where the toiv came out of it. Yeah. Revach gadol meoid
Hashem left room for the Ra lahachshech pnei ha'olam. The Nisoyin Godel is that it should darken the world. Ki ata tzeva chashav kama yu chavivin lefon of Yisbarach asher yamdu b'nisoyin kaze v'kama schar godel yinosin lehem chelef avoidosam lasid lovoy. Harei zeh michlal kvoidoy, and this is part of the Kovar Hashem. Shafil achoshach ha'godel shal hester p'nei tuvoy inu el lechvoidoy. So there's five areas where the Ra is toiv. Number one, first of all, you see the or better. You see the yichud more because even Ra is part of toiv. It's a challenge, so you have a chance to overcome it. You're misakin the Bria, so you have a chance to be misakin the Bria. And you can work on your amunah to it. Okay, shkoyach, wow. How's your kishma?